From the 21st to the 28th of September, ministers, delegates, and global experts from 160 countries are gathering in the Sultanate of Oman for the fifth session of the governing body for the International Treaty on Plant Genetic Resources for Food and Agriculture. During these 7 days of meetings, high-level decisions will be made regarding the world's genetic plant resources. These decisions will impact farmers and plant breeders worldwide who rely on these resources to create crop varieties in response to the challenges facing the global food system. Dr. Shakil Bhatti, Secretary of FAO's International Treaty on Plant Genetic Resources, joined me at FAO headquarters to discuss the importance of this conference.
My name is Shakil Bhatti. I'm the Secretary of the International Treaty on Plant Genetic Resources for Food and Agriculture. This meeting is the fifth session of the governing body of the International Treaty on Plant Genetic Resources, which is the biennial conference at which all the member countries of this treaty meet in order to take the most important decisions about the world's food crops and food security. Now we have 130 countries that are members, and we will be meeting for 7 days in order to take decisions on the genetic base of more than 80% of the world's food from plants.
And who will be attending this meeting?
This meeting will be attended by the delegates of the member countries, farmers, researchers, NGOs, as well as governments. And they are all coming together in a multi-stakeholder discussion about how to ensure that we do not lose the plant genetic diversity, which is the basis of all our food from plants. The top issues of the meeting are, first, the issue of water and food crops. Water and plant genetic resources, so drought, water scarcity, and desertification as a result of climate change are some of the most burning issues in the Near East region where this meeting will take place, namely in Muscat in the Sultanate of Oman. The meeting will be preceded by a ministerial conference at which ministers from the Near East and North Africa will be discussing, together with a few other ministers from other regions, how to address the increasing impact of water scarcity worldwide on food security. And they will be discussing a possible action plan that could help through the treaty systems to address this issue and to ensure that farmers and agricultural producers in the Near East and North Africa can cope with the decreasing and diminishing amount of water that is available for their food crop cultivation. There is an additional main issue besides water, and that is the fundamental evolution of the international treaty to expand its governance over all plant genetic resources for food and agriculture. The international treaty right now creates a global gene pool which includes more than 1.6 million samples of plant genetic material, which is exchanged under the treaty system at a rate of about 600 to 800 accessions every day worldwide, being transferred from providers to users of such plant genetic material. And the treaty also establishes a benefit-sharing fund, which then shares the monetary benefits that come from the use of these plant genetic resources in plant breeding and in research and development. And the second main issue in the governing body meeting in Oman will be the development of a package in which all the countries that are members agree to expand the number of crops that are included in this global gene pool, to expand it from 64 crops as it is now to additional crops, perhaps even all crops, and within and simultaneously with that expansion to also expand the mechanisms through which they share the benefits that come from the utilization of these genetic resources in the global plant breeding and seed industry.
What are the expectations of FAO?
The expectations of FAO are that the treaty is really the main flagship of FAO's work on genetic resources for food and agriculture. So the success of the treaty is really a precondition for FAO's work on other types of agricultural genetic resources, such as farm animals or microbes or aquatic genetic resources in agriculture, to really progress. In other words, the treaty being the most successfully and rapidly ratified and implemented treaty in FAO might be spearheading the development of further soft law and binding international legal instruments by FAO.
And the next steps after the conference is complete?
The next steps after the conference is completed will be to implement the biennial program of work for 2014 and 15, which will be adopted by the conference. And it is foreseen at the moment that this program would include major new developments, such as a new working group to expand the global gene pool and the benefit sharing mechanisms of the treaty, a new program possibly on the sustainable use of genetic resources, and a program on the global information systems that manage all the worldwide data about these plant genetic resources that we all need for our food security. This is very important for global food security because the treaty is the world's only legally binding framework in which all countries have agreed to conserve the genetic diversity on which we all depend for our daily food from plants, and the genetic diversity which is so rapidly disappearing and eroding worldwide on a daily basis. This is the agreement that countries have entered into in order to conserve for future generations the genes and the crops that we will need today and in the future to feed our children and our children's children.
That was Dr. Shakil Bhatti, Secretary of FAO's International Treaty on Plant Genetic Resources. I'm Sandra Ferrari for FAO in Rome.